Welcome to SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie, a podcast about getting your website to rank higher on Google so you can get more traffic, leads, and sales, all from SEO Link Building. Now, here's your host, Julian Goldie.
Right, so you've just figured out that backlinks are an important part of SEO, and now you just find yourself asking the SEO gods, how many backlinks do I need to rank? Of course, if you've not heard anything back from the SEO gods, you're probably just thinking about how you can work things out on your own. So where to begin? Well, the question of how many backlinks a website needs in order to rank is something everyone ends up asking themselves once they figure out how important backlinks actually are. But like all things in SEO, it's not something that has a clear-cut answer. That's because the answer to this question often depends on a lot of different things. Now, some of these things you might be able to figure out on your own, but later on in this video, we'll explain some of the factors that aren't so obvious to most people. Anyhow, the fact that there isn't a clear-cut answer that applies to all websites can often be quite frustrating to learn. However, if you know how to analyze your niche, you can actually come up with a pretty precise target. We're going over some of the most powerful methods that will help you formulate a clear-cut target for your particular chosen website or keyword. So if you want to discover how many backlinks you need for you, so make sure you stick around to learn what these methods are. And once you're done watching, you should have no issues when it comes to figuring out how many backlinks you'll need to rank your website. Okay, so how many backlinks do you need to rank? Well, the main answer here is that it depends on your niche and chosen keyword. Now, we're going to touch on how you can analyze the competitiveness of your niche or chosen keyword to come up with a target here. But before we do that, you need to understand that if you're in a highly competitive niche, you will likely be up against other websites that have a sizable backlink profile. Because of this, you will probably need a large number of backlinks if you want to compete with them. Okay, well, how many backlinks do you actually need? Well, luckily, there are tools that will help you work that out, and that's another thing we'll touch on later. But, and this is a big but, quality isn't the end-all be-all here. And that's because, in many ways, you could argue that backlink quality is just as important, if not more important, than backlink quantity. After all, one amazing backlink can often be worth 10 or even 100 average backlinks. For instance, check out these results we delivered for one of our clients. As you can see, we managed to raise our organic traffic by roughly 150,000 visitors per month. And one of the ways we did that was by building quality backlinks. But we didn't build thousands and thousands of them. We only built 19. But these 19 links were really high quality links, and that allowed us to achieve some amazing results for our client. By the way, if you want more videos about link building, please remember to like and subscribe. Anyway, if you've dabbled in SEO, you probably have a similar story, where just a handful of high quality links allowed you to achieve some major improvements. If you do have a story like this, please share it in the comments. I'd love to hear it. Plus, it also inspires the people that are new to SEO. Either way, with all of that being said, there is a major thing you need to be aware of here, and that is this. If you're in a really competitive niche, you're probably going to be up against websites that have a large number of high-quality backlinks, so they will have both quantity and quality. And if that's the case, you too will need to focus on both quantity and quality too, and there's no real way around this. If you just focus on one side of the coin, you're going to be left behind no matter how good of a job you do. So to sum it all up, the level of competition you're dealing with will decide the numbers you need to focus on in terms of link quality and link quantity. So how do you analyze the competition? At this point, you're probably wondering, how can you work out where you stand and how you should move forward? After all, if this issue mostly depends on what your competition is doing, how do you analyze the competition so that you can get to the bottom of this issue? Fortunately, this isn't really that hard to do, as there are so many SEO tools out there that will help you analyze the competition. For instance, if you type a certain keyword into the SEO tool Ahrefs, that's at ahrefs.com, it will provide you with a keyword difficulty score. By the way, this is just one approach you can use for the challenge, but if you have a better method or tool you use for this kind of stuff, let me know in the comment section below. Anyway, the keyword difficulty score produced by Ahrefs will let you know how many backlinks you'll need if you want to have a good shot at ranking for the term in question. Now, the tool doesn't really tell you about the quality you need to aim for when it comes to your backlinks, so you can't rely on this figure 100%. After all, remember that one amazing backlink can be worth many average ones. Because of this, you might want to take a more hands-on approach here when analyzing the competition, which is what we're going to cover next. So how exactly do you take a more hands-on approach here? Well, you basically just need to analyze the actual backlink profiles of the websites you're going to be up against when targeting a particular keyword. If you do that, you'll have a better sense of what the current benchmark is and what you should actually be aiming for in terms of both quality and quantity of backlinks. And like before, you can use SEO tools such as Ahrefs to help you conduct a deep analysis of the competition. If you provide this tool with a certain keyword, it will analyze the website's ranking for that particular term. For instance, if you check out this graphic, you can see some of the top ranking websites for the term women's clothing. What's interesting here is that Ahrefs will provide you with something known as domain rating, also known as DR. This is essentially a rating that measures the strength of a website's backlink profile. And the higher this number is, the stronger the backlink profile is. Now, if we click on one of these websites, we can get a closer look at their backlink profile. What's also interesting here is that backlinks that come from websites with a high DR are essentially classified as high quality links. So if you're going to copy the link profile of your competitors, which is something we're going to cover later in this video, you'll want to note down the high DR websites that are linking to your competitors. And if you do this, you can then go about getting some of your own high quality links from these sites. Anyhow, moving on, Ahrefs will also help you sort links by type. This is really helpful if you want to copy the link profile of a certain competitor. And if you use a tool like Ahrefs, you can also see how many backlinks a competitor is building on a monthly or even daily basis. Now, a lot of people don't really do this sort of research, and they tend to only focus on total backlinks at any given moment in time. However, new backlink data is really helpful, because if you know how many backlinks your competitors are building as time goes on, you can figure out a couple of really important things. For one, you can get a sense of how many backlinks you'll need to keep on building to maintain and improve your position once you're neck and neck with the competition. Also, if you know how many backlinks the competition is building every day or every month, you can get a sense of how seriously they're taking SEO. For instance, the competition might have a lot of strong backlinks, but they might not be building a lot of links at the moment. In fact, the growth of the link profile over the past few months or even years could possibly be a little flat. If that's the case, this could be a sign that it won't be too hard to compete with other sites and maintain your position once your link profile is up to scratch. After all, the number and quality of backlinks you need to build a secure position is often different from the number and quality of links you'll need to build every month to maintain your position. And if you don't appreciate the difference, you might lose your rankings not long after you gain them. So how do you come up with a backlink strategy that will beat the competition? Right, so at this point, you might have a rough sense of the number of links you'll need and what the quality of these links will need to be. So what steps do you actually need to take next so that you can actually build these links and beat the competition? Well, you might just want to begin by building links that are similar to what the competition already has. After all, the competition already has a backlink strategy that seems to be working, so why not emulate what's already working? For instance, after using the link sorting feature on Ahrefs, you might notice that the competition has a lot of edu links, EDU links, and these are links from educational institutions. Now, if you study these links, you might be able to figure out how you can replicate them too. And in some cases, you might not be able to build the same links as your competitors. But that's okay. You should still try to make sure that your links have a similar or even higher domain rating as your competitors. In doing so, you can ensure that the links you're building are going to be good enough to rank. Of course, building backlinks is a whole other video in and of itself, but as it happens, I actually have another video that covers this topic. Check out my video, 8 Powerful SEO Link Building Strategies for 2022, because this video teaches you about some of the best link building methods for 2022, and if you need some more advice, check out that video. Also, if you want some link building advice that's tailored to your website and niche, you can also book in a free consulting call with us at juliangoldie.com, and we'll be happy to help you out. By the way, if you actually have some advice or tips when it comes to building links based on your competitor's link profile, please share your thoughts on this topic in the comment section below. I'd love to hear from you. And remember, backlinks can only do so much. You see, backlinks are one of the major pillars of a good SEO strategy. So it's important to remember that backlinks can only do so much for your rankings. After all, there's a bunch of other stuff you need to focus on too. And if you ignore these other things, you probably won't experience a ton of success with SEO, no matter how many amazing backlinks you build. So what are the other ranking factors when it comes to Google? Well, one of the main things you need to focus on is actually satisfying the intent of the person performing the search on Google. So for example, suppose you're targeting the keyword, how to train a dog. If that's the case, your webpage on this topic needs to be really, really, really helpful to the person that's performing this search and looking for this information. That means your webpage should be one of the best webpages that exists on this topic, and there should be very little doubt on that. You also need to make sure that you take care of basic user experience issues too. For instance, your website needs to load quickly, and you also need to make sure that it works on a mobile device. So congratulations. Hopefully now you have a clear sense of how you should approach the question, how many backlinks do I need to rank? As you can see, there's not really a one-size-fits-all answer, and it all really depends on the competition as well as the quality of your backlinks. Plus, you also need to account for the other ranking factors of SEO too. Of course, you might still feel a little confused and uncertain of how you should move forward. That's perfectly understandable, as we have covered a ton of information today, and some of it wasn't totally beginner level material. If you engage with our content like this, it really helps us reach more people. Also, if you have any thoughts related to the topic of this video, please leave a comment down below and let us know what's on your mind. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. If you'd like to boost your SEO rankings, drive more traffic, and land more customers with link building, book a call with Julian today at juliangoldie.com.